The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Owen, what did you feel the difference was maybe between the first 20 or 40 minutes and the last 20 where you guys got a lot of offensive zone pressure and a lot of pressure going?
I think we just, put some pressure on them. We just kind of weren't sitting back or anything and just, not really worried about making mistakes and just trying to go out there and play hard. So obviously 20 minutes was good, but the 40 minutes are unacceptable. It's hard to win when you don't play for 40 minutes.
You set out a lot of the first period. What was Lindy's message to you?
It's pretty obvious. I make two horrible plays on that goal, and there's nothing much that really needs to be said. I know that's on me, and those plays are unacceptable. I think it's just, the accountability that we all asked for.
What goes through your mind? Is it anger as you sit there? Because you know you're going to get on the ice eventually.
You just try and be the best teammate, I think. It's not like I didn't think I did something wrong. That goal is totally on me. And it's two plays that you can't make. So, you just got to sit there, be a good teammate, and be ready for your next shift, I guess.
Was one of the big differences in the second half of this game's puck management? You guys are starting to make better, maybe smarter decisions with it?
Yeah, for sure. I think the first two periods, it was a lot of turnovers and just sloppy play. So, like you said, we kind of cleaned it up. And obviously when you do that, you play on their end more.
How shocking is it to be where you are as a team now compared to where you were when you came back from California? It's turned around here in 2.5 weeks.
It's been a tough stretch. It's not a spot that we want to be in, but we just need to continue to move forward and get better every day and get out of this thing as soon as possible and go on our own.
Sometimes it seems like you just miss, like on some of your shots. Your goal, you ripped it and put it in the corner. Do you sometimes try to get too fine with your shot? Because sometimes, as I said, it seems like it's within inches.
I don't think so. A lot of times you got to try and get it around guys, and you almost hope it just hits something and goes in. So, I think one maybe I got too cute with, but other than that, you're just trying to get the puck around the net and hope for something good to happen.
Lindy didn't like the power play practice yesterday. He talked about it. How, even though you guys didn't get the goal tonight, how do you feel just overall you guys did?
It was obviously, better than last game. But at the end of the day, in close games like this, you got to rely on your power play. And we got to score. So, we got to continue work on it and, hopefully get going.
Oh, and how does the noise and the energy from the crowd affect the guys on the bench?
It's huge when they get into it and kind of give us that energy. So, these are some of the loudest fans in the league and the best fans. So they're obviously huge to, get us going.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.